Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. Tonight we are going to be revisiting the Mayan prophecy, and we're going to be discussing what happened, what might happen, what we anticipated, what we didn't, some possible reasons, some afterlife implications, and we're here with Tom Gould, and I'm Bob, and Fran, and Melissa was called to emergency duty tonight, so she won't be with us, but she'll be back with us for the next show. And before we get started on this topic, Fran is anxiously awaiting her announcements.
My announcements. Well, let me just throw this at you guys. Do you know the three ways that our listeners can show us how they like Signs of Life Radio?
I do.
Yeah.
You do. Okay. One.
They could take out a Family Foundation credit card.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Go to the website and apply for the Visa credit card. And for every credit card that's applied for, Visa makes a donation to us. And then as you continue using it, every time you use it, they make an additional donation to us. And got any ideas, Tom?
Well, if they want to shop at Amazon.com, they should go to the Forever Family Foundation website and go through the Forever Family website to Amazon. There's a little icon on the front page, and your shopping will be the same. There won't be any additional cost, but when you do buy something from Amazon that way, then Amazon donates to the foundation.
And that's a great thing to do because we know everybody loves the books that we put up on our website. So
Amazon is in the end to everything.
Right,
I bought a microphone cable from them yesterday. Who would have thought?
Well, yeah. we've had listeners that pick up a book and then they also buy a stroller for a baby.
Yeah.
And we get a donation based on that total expenditure. So whatever you want to shop for, go in through Amazon and keep this show alive. The other way you can do it is if you don't see what you want on Amazon, you could go to iGive.com, named Forever Family Foundation, as the charity of your choice. They've got over 1,000 stores that you're very accustomed to shopping at, like L.L. Bean and Drugstore.com and Nordstrom's. And whatever you buy there, as long as you go in through iGive.com and name Forever Family Foundation as your charity of choice, again, without you spending another dime, donations come in to support the programming at Signs of Life Radio. And then, of course, the best way to show us that you like us is to go to our Facebook page and like us. That's easy. So that having been said, let me bring everybody up to date on our events. Meanwhile, all events can be reserved through the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. If you're having difficulty or you have some questions, you can always call the office at 631-425-7707. Dessert and Discarnets, which is set for February 15th with certified medium Angelina Diana, is filled. And we thank all of those who have reserved seats. And we thank Angelina for offering to conduct spirit communication on this special evening for just a small group of 12 people. Our Night of Mediums is the much sought-after annual fundraiser. It fills up quickly each year. This year it's set for April 12th, 2013 at the Melville Marriott in Melville, New York on Long Island. The early bird discounted seat notice has gone out to our members. If you're not yet a member, please click on the Become a Member link in our website. That's free. And then you can reserve your seat at the coveted member-only rate that will expire on February 28th. And finally, our grief retreat is set for the weekend of July 26th through 28th in Chester, Connecticut at the Guest House for an intimate group of just 50 people interested in working with professionals in various fields such as dream communication and spirit communication in an effort to work through the grief process and to learn methods of maintaining your relationship with those who have crossed to the other side. And those are my announcements. Back to you, Bob.
And we are going to be discussing the events leading up to this date that we talked about so much, the December 21st, 2012, and it was all over the media. And, you know, I guess some people think of it as you mentioned, Tom, that maybe another Y2K type of event, or
treating it that way.
Well, certainly the media played up the Armageddon aspect of it. You know, the Earth's going to have massive changes, and you know, we may be destroyed. You know, others believe that it was the end of the calendar, but so what? It's just another calendar starts where that one picks up. And others, we were in that category, think that maybe it signals a shift, some sort of shift that's subtle, but a shift nonetheless that will have lasting effects. I mean, would you agree with that?
Pretty much where I land on it. I mean, I do think it was just the end of the calendar in the sense that, you know, the next day came. Of course, that did. Is what happened. I think it was more than just a Y2K thing, and the Mayans never suggested that it was going to be, you know, something happening all at once on that date. It was just that was the date that their cycle ended, and we are definitely in a new cycle, and it's going to take time for that cycle to develop the personality of it that it will eventually have for the new era. But, I mean, we're going into a new era, and there have been many in history, and this is another one. And there are certainly a lot of predictions still that out there about what this new era brings, and we all... In the Forever Family Foundation, in the gathering here, we look for evidence. We want to see something that tangible, something logical that we can hold on to. And what I would say is the evidence here is if you look at the big picture, and again, the Mayans, their cycle was 26,000 years. So nobody, of course, was around for the cycle before this one. However, there was plenty left around from the cycle before this one, which was the some of the technologies, the building of the pyramids, things like that, that people just couldn't do on their own 26,000 years ago. And it required a higher level of intelligence, a higher level of understanding, a higher awareness to make it actually happen. And I think that is our evidence that this era may bring back that kind of understanding. And I think that's probably the least sci-fi, at least mumbo-gumbo that I can come up with to say what we can expect from this new era.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we're dealing with, in our time, you know, huge amounts of years, 26,000 years in a cycle. We're 3 months into this new cycle. I don't think, you know, in terms of a 26,000 year era, and as you pointed out, we've gone through many different, you know, the Ice Age and all these different, you know, ages and changes took place, drastic changes over vast amounts of time, at least time as we know it. So, but I guess there are certain things, You know, it's easy, and I know why a lot of people, we read about them and the media jumped on it. I mean, you look around, and it sure does seem, I know a lot of people say we've always had the same amount of natural disasters, but it seems to me that we have an overwhelming number.
Can I just throw out there? When you say people say we've had the same amount, that's the propaganda that's out there in the newsletters from the newspapers and the news that's controlled by a small group of people that want to do the climate control denial and all that type of stuff. Personally, I'm not 100% sold on the climate being that affected by what we do as much as the climate being affected by this shift in the alignment of the planets. That has a lot to do with the change in the climate. So the naysayers that are saying the climate are not changing, they've got an ulterior motive in order, you know, big oil and all that kind of stuff. But for the people who embrace Mother Earth and who want to protect it, you know, let's drive the little tiny cars, let's not do all of these emissions, let's take care of Mother Nature and she will in turn take care of us. That may very well be true. But I think we still have to go back to this alignment of the planets, which is what the Mayans were talking about. That's what this 26,000 calendar is based on.
Right. We mentioned the weather, but what about, you know, the man-made disasters, you know, the tragedies, the mass killings, you know, the global wars, you know, that are taking place. So I guess the question is, are all of these things the consequences of our own actions, or might there be other forces at play?
We couldn't even control it if we wanted to, kind of thing. Well, one of the prophecies or one of the Mayan talked that you would signify the end of this age and the beginning of the next is that things like moral bankruptcy, people would hit a low, which certainly, you know, when somebody goes shooting up kindergartners is about as low as you can get. And they also predicted that people would lose faith in their government, and that certainly has happened for me anyway. You know, what's happening in Washington is disgraceful. And true, as you say, a lot of these congressmen are not working for the people, they're working for the lobbyists who have put them in there to get their agenda. Mm-hmm. But everything rests on, and Fran alluded to it, is there is something physical that's actually happening here, and that's where the crux of all this comes in. And the fact is that our galaxy, our solar system, which revolves around a black hole of energy in the galaxy, has just crossed or is crossing the equator of our galaxy. And just as when you go below, south of the equator here on Earth, the Coriolis effect of water going down a drain, it drains the other direction. Well, when our galaxy, our solar system, goes through the equator of the galaxy, our magnetic field switches, and that is what is bringing on the new age. And there's a big belief that when the magnetic field switches, it will switch on our pineal gland in our brain, and that is supposed to awaken our awareness, our understanding, so that we won't need mediums to communicate with spirit. We'll have a closer relationship with spirit, and I think that's when we will be given and shown what we need for a better society. And I think 26,000 years ago, that connection with spirit, which probably existed then, the last time that the pineal gland was switched on, is where we got the ability to make pyramids, where the Mayans got the information to make these predictions 26,000 years ago. They knew what was going to happen again. And now we are at the very beginning of an age where we're going to understand that ourselves and, hey, maybe make up our own cyclical calendar that'll drive people crazy and what, 52,000 years from now.
we're gonna go to a break. When we come back, it's an interesting point. I'd like to talk more about that. You mentioned the pineal gland. Some people think that we have things that are encoded into our DNA and evolutionary consciousness moving forward. So we can discuss that. And as Tom alluded to, that has great implications to communication, you know, with the other side, and how that will really cause a dramatic shift. So stay with us, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. The number here, if you'd like to join in, is 1-888-627-6008. We're talking about the implications of this shift of consciousness that may be taking place, as predicted, you know, by the Mayans. You know what I wanted to ask you, and Tom, you might want to address this. I mean, do you think of the Mayan people... as being a spiritual people? And the reason I ask that is because, you know, from what I've read, I mean, you know, they were, as many, you know, ancient civilizations, that they were warriors. They had brutal wars. They were territorial. They entered war and believed it was sanctioned, you know, by their gods. But they had a superior understanding of life forces and math and geometry. So this is, it's not really do you think of them as being a spiritual people or just having the ability to make these predictions? You know?
Yeah, actually, the more I read about the Mayans, very little is spoken of spiritually. It is more the mathematics of the whole thing.
Which is pretty amazing, considering how long ago it was.
Yeah. And that, again, that leads to the whole thing, that it was information given to them. And, you know, it's not... The Mayans take most of the credit because they had the calendar, which ended, but there is evidence that they're not the only ones who knew about this. In fact, the key is this pineal gland, which is named the pineal gland because it resembles a little pine cone that's in the center of your brain. And the Pope has a scepter, and on the top of the scepter is a pine cone. In Vatican Square, there is a huge statue of a pine cone. The founding fathers of our country have used it. If you look on the dollar bill, I mean, you get the pyramid with the third eye in it. They feel a significance to that. The pyramid, the Great Pyramid in Giza was... is a key to all of this, because if you look at the geometry of it, and I'm not, I'm going to misquote this book a bit, but if you take the perimeter up the sides of it in inches, it's 26,000. And where it is, the latitude and longitude, all of these things match up mathematically perfectly with the 26,000 and the I don't want to get too much into it because I can't quote it exactly, but I just finished a book that that gets into very nitty gritty things like that there's no space between the rock, the big rock slabs that made up the pyramid. I mean, you would think that if you were going to put something in there, you'd have, you know, here you'd have 6 inches, here you have this. You can't even fit, like, a credit card in between.
Yeah, today's engineers look at it and they just scratch their heads, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. You know, we talked just before, you know, the break, we were talking about noticing. I mean, how do we really notice, or can we notice things that would indicate that the shift is here? You know, is it there are more and more people talking about psychic experiences, more and more people seem willing to open up about personal encounters that they have. But, you know, it is troubling. We were talking about all these tragedies that keep happening, these acts of violence. And it's just symptomatic of our times. Or could it be, you know, this yin and yang? And when you suffer the loss of a loved one, people come to you often and they say, well, you know, I know you can't realize this, but something good will come out of it, you know, and you can't really understand that. And then you have, like, the tragedies that happened in Newtown, and you see all of these acts of compassion and heroism and people, you know, coming together, you know, and then the same principle, you know, something good is coming out of something bad. So do you think there's anything to that, or do you think that it's just that's the way people react? People react to tragedy with compassion.
You have to react to tragedy with compassion.
But could it be part of a design, you know, where these things were we're being shown the way, or, you know, I mean, I don't personally subscribe to that, but I'm open to it. I mean, it's just, I can't believe what's going on, and I'm, and like everybody else, I'm looking for meaning and purpose, and I'm not seeing
it. Maybe that's just a simple balance in quote-unquote human nature, is that when something bad happens, there's a group of people with compassion that will rally to the situation. Just the same way, if I start tickling under your nose, you're going to sneeze. It's a reaction. It's something that happens. So if there's some sort of prescription for us to create new gun laws or whatever comes out of this tragedy that we want to recognize as being positive, well, it's really just the knee-jerk reaction of being compassionate towards a tragedy. But that doesn't mean that that wasn't by design, that the trigger of the tragedy wasn't by design to create a lot more compassion. It's this balance thing.
Mm. Yeah, well, you hit on it with the yin and yang. It is kind of that way. And again, as I mentioned before, that it's what the Mayans predicted was one of the ways you'll know that the end is here, because of just a bottoming out of morality.
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes wonder whether or not, for instance, it gives us hope and healing to believe that in this new paradigm of consciousness that we are moving closer to this awareness of the other realms of existence and the knowledge that we do survive a physical death, which ultimately could be the most helpful to us, you know, the mankind in general. But I think we have a tendency for instance, I'm reading a book now that was sent to us by a member, actually, Gary Madison, if you're listening, uh-huh. Thank you very much. The book was written in 1852, an original copy, and it's called Tiffany's Lectures. And Joel Tiffany, I haven't really read any biographical information on him. I don't know if he was connected to the Tiffany's or whatever, but the lectures on spirituality and science and everything else. But in 1852, remember, that was when mediumship was just, you know, it's only been investigated for a few years. I think the Hyde sisters, was it the Hyde sisters?
Yeah.
But, you know, in 1848,
the Fox sisters.
New Hyde Park.
Oh,
yeah. So, but he was saying that this, based upon his investigations, he was convinced that this newfound knowledge and awareness that we survive a physical death marked a dramatic, you know, shift of consciousness, which was going to change the world.
There we go.
You know, and that was, you know, in 1852. Well, you know, you could say on the one hand, well, it really didn't happen. But again, if we're talking about a 26,000-year cycle, it's only 100, 200 years, you know.
Yeah, so right.
The seeds were planted, you know, and now they're moving. But what was that?
We have a call. Would you like to take a call?
Okay.
Well, we have Melissa from Long Island on line two. On line three, sorry.
Melissa?
I had to just join in. I'm listening to you.
Are you on line three?
Yes, I am. No, you know, I'm actually on a gas line. It's the gas line I'm on right now.
Oh, I've seen that the gas lines are starting because of the blizzard.
People are panicking, and I'm feeling like it's the Hurricane Sandy situation all over again, which sort of ties into the topic tonight. And I wasn't sure, I only just tuned in and was listening on mute for a little bit and wondering, I heard you touch upon what the tragedy in Newtown, and also I'm guessing, you know, the tragedies all around us as a result of the hurricanes. And I wasn't sure if Fran had shared, you know, more about that feeling of compassion for people. So rather than seeing this as something horrific and everybody thinking the world is coming to an end, this is, you know, just the beginning of awful things to come, is it not maybe more an awareness and compassion for others?
So you're leaning towards the possibility that it's part of a design. Or are you?
I am.
Yeah.
I am, but in a positive way.
Right. And the big question is, how long will you be on this gas line? And will you run out of gas? We're all having.
Are you still on Long Island, or are you in the Connecticut?
No, I'm still on Long Island.
Oh boy.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought it was best to stay with the known rather than the unknown.
Yes.
But back to the topic. I'm not certain if Tom shared with you his recent gift of a pyramid.
I hadn't mentioned that.
Oh. Somebody gave you a pyramid?
Melissa gave me a pyramid.
And was it a...
I haven't put it together yet.
Oh, you had to put it together. Oh, okay, yeah.
But the interesting thing about it was that I got it into my head after Tom was sharing all these remarkable facts about the pyramids and the different specific points around the world that were all connected, that I thought, Tom needs a pyramid. And I had ordered one online. I actually found a website that dealt with pyramids, and they build it, I believe, out of copper tubing. As he said, we didn't open the box yet. And I just did it all online, like one does a sort of a less sophisticated website even. So I wasn't really sure if this order went through or if I would ever see the pyramid at our door, and it was well before the holidays, and yet I had thought it would be a nice Christmas gift for Tom, but then I was thinking maybe this isn't even going to come, and Tom just had a birthday in February, so I thought, well, I'm going to just, if it ever shows up, it will be a great birthday present for him. But the week before Christmas, I got an email from someone from the pyramid store saying, your pyramid has shipped. We've expedited shipping at our own expense in the hopes that it will arrive in time, and you can expect it to arrive on 12/21/12. It has been such a pleasure working with your energy. Much love, Sandy. And I thought, my goodness, after all the tragic Sandys, this is a Sandy filled with love and hope for us. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it didn't show up on that day. It showed up a week ago or something?
It actually did show up before Christmas. I just hid it from you.
Oh, wow. What else are you hiding?
The Halloween candy.
Oh, that's, yeah. I still haven't found that.
You've been looking, evidently, right?
Every once in a while, I'm looking.
You know, we've been talking about evolution a little bit, and we think in evolution in terms of changes in the physical, how we evolved, as humans. But, I believe that, consciousness... it goes through the same, process of evolution, and possibly that's part of this shift as well, where we pick up this instinct, this knowledge that you can't explain any other way. I was watching a film, a documentary the other day. It was on the monarch butterflies. The monarch butterflies in near Canada and in the northern part of the United States, they evidently go. They obviously butterflies go into the
chrysalis.
Yeah, what do you call them? The chrysalis, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they come out. And every fourth generation, not the three that spring, but the fourth one, instinctively, hundreds of millions of them fly to this one area in central Mexico.
Wow.
And hundreds of millions don't make it, but instinctively, that's what they all do because they escape the cold.
Yeah, but what's in Mexico?
I don't know, but hundreds of millions do make it. And how did does one explain that? You know, where is the, why is it only the fourth generation, and how do they know, and how did the, you know?
And did they MapQuest it? Why Mexico?
I don't know. Maybe it's the tacos or you know whatever. but it's all throughout the animal kingdom, we see examples of this, and you know, maybe that's where the human species is going too. I mean, we don't realize it, but we're picking up all this instinctual, is it instinctual? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Knowledge that it just creeps up on us, and one day we'll say, "Oh, how did we come to this?" You know.
Yeah.
So you know, I believe that may be part of the shift.
That reminds me, Bob, I don't know, you must know of this, or some of the listeners must have heard of this, but similar to the butterflies, there's, I call it a phenomena that happens, I'm not certain if it's in North Carolina, in a certain mountainous, I think it's a state park, but all of these fireflies gather, and they start glowing in sync with one another. So it's an incredible natural light show put on by the fireflies.
Mm. A dance.
And people go, I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, the dance of the fireflies.
Yeah. So
apparently the bridge in Texas where bats, thousands of bats go, and people go and watch all the bats.
Yeah.
Well, oh my goodness.
Well, Melissa, I wish you safe travels, and we look forward to your safe return.
Oh, yes.
And to join us again when you come back.
Sounds good. Thank you, and I miss you all already.
We miss you, too. Your empty chair is here.
Okay. All right. Call us when you get there.
Okay.
Okay.
He means to the pump.
All right. Take care. Did you want to take another call?
We have another caller. We have Sylvia from Texas on line 4.
Oh, so you're going to talk about bats?
Sylvia?
Maybe. That was coincidental.
Is this Sylvia? Hello,
yeah.
Sylvia. Sylvia, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Well, the bats are in Austin.
Are in Austin. The bats are
in Austin.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's where the bats are. Well, I called in, Bob, to share a joke.
let her rip.
If it's going to Bob, are you sure you can say this on here?
You never know. Okay. All this 2012 stuff with the Mayans, a joke that I saw, I probably saw it on Facebook, but I looked it back up again anyhow because I thought it was so cute. And I wanted to share with everybody. And it shows two Mayans standing there, and one has the round calendar. And he says, "I only had enough room to go to 2012. And the other Mayan says, "Huh, that'll freak somebody out someday."
Exactly.
I don't know what to think about it. And I try not to think about it because it really doesn't matter to me if the world ends or it doesn't end, because I think there's better things around to see, and it doesn't have to be on this earth. So that's just how I feel about it. I do know a lot of people are frightened of it, and one of the teachers where my granddaughter goes to school, and she's only 11, told the children, and I'm sure she didn't say it exactly the way my granddaughter understood it, but she is a child, that the world was going to come to an end according to the Mayan calendar. So then I have to deal with a child who's frightened and crying and can't sleep and is having nightmares. So I finally just told her, "Who do you believe, me or her?"
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, and it's not the first time we've heard it, that, you know, it doesn't, you're not fearful of death. You really don't care one way or the other because you know that, you know, it's part of a continuum. And, of course, you know, having suffered a loss, many people who have suffered a loss, you know, feel that way. People that have had meditative or near-death experiences feel that way. You know, the mystics have always felt that way, and the shamans. So it's there's something to it. Do you find, Sylvia? I mean, do you? When you were growing up, and maybe even now, did you try to search for, you know, meaning or purpose to the life? I mean, did you ever try to come to some sort of an understanding of why we're here, or did you never contemplate these things?
Well, you know, growing up, you're raised to believe that there is something after this life. Most people choose to call it heaven, and they're going to get there by way of God. But growing up, I've heard so many different people in so many different times that they talk about the world coming to an end. So whenever the Mayan thing came up, it didn't really surprise me. To me, it's just another thing that someone is broadcasting. 1975, the world was supposed to end. It was supposed to be Armageddon. During the Depression, people jumped off of buildings. People thought they were going to be caught up, and in 1914, they thought they were going to be caught up and taken to heaven. So, to me, I don't really think much about it. Maybe it's something to it. And by golly, I hope Tom's right, and it has something to do with the pineal gland, because that would be astounding to be able to talk to our loved ones that have passed. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, like Bob says, an age which is 26,000 years is not going to happen overnight. The change is going to be gradual, and we might not see anything happening substantially for many years. But like I view it as the tide. When people say, "Oh, the world's going to end," or the people who on 2012 or December 21st or whenever the date was for the end, the next day they're going, it was nothing, you know, it was a big bust and all that sort of thing. Well, if you're standing on the shoreline and you know the tide changes, can you actually see when it happens? No, you just stand there long enough and all of a sudden there's more beach than there was before because this tide is going the other direction. And that's basically what we're in now. We're in the shift of the tide. And I think there are small things that if you pay attention, you should be able to see soon. The heightened awareness is, maybe a little more spirit communication. We are certainly on this end where we deal with people who are in the business, mediumship and that sort of thing, and that call into our offices, that there's a lot more people calling in saying that they've experienced something and what does this mean and that sort of thing. So I think that is an indication that you are going to start to see things. Again, are we personally in our lifetimes going to see it all come to fruition? Who knows? But since life is eternal, we'll see it eventually.
Right.
Sylvia? Thanks for calling in with a joke, and now that you've done that, I'm going to expect to call every week with a different joke.
Okay, hon. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I wanted to further explore that purpose and meaning, because I've come to a conclusion about what the meaning of life is.
Whoa. And can't wait for the break.
And I want to hear your view on that. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and stay with us.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I'm here with Tom Gould and Fran, and I'm Bob, and we're talking about all sorts of things. And before the break, I put a little tease that I was going to tell you what the meaning of life was.
And now you're taking that back.
And I decided at the break I really don't know. But I'm only talking in terms of Earth years. I'm not talking about the billions of years from the Big Bang on, but from everything that I've read and heard about from the beginning of time on Earth, people have been having these spiritual encounters. Our ancestors, on a regular basis, went out of body. They had encounters with spirit. Most of our religions were based upon people, if you really look into it, who had out-of-body experiences and then came back and formed these religions based upon what they interpreted their experience, you know, to be like. And we've gradually, you know, moved away from it. But at the beginning, when people communicated with spirit, on a regular basis, there was harmony. There wasn't disharmony as there is now. So I think that our purpose is to complete the circle. Consciousness is going to evolve to the point where we're going to come all the way back to where we once were. So, I mean, if you think of it even in terms of human terms, I mean, the baby comes in fresh from this other realm of existence, can rely on pure instinct, can see spirit forms, doesn't interpret them. You know, that gets educated out of us, you know, as we get older. But I think that our purpose is to learn to experience these other realms of existence, come to the knowledge that we still exist, and then live our lives, you know, accordingly. And we're on our way, and I think we're more than 180 degrees, you know, but then eventually we're going to come full circle. And I think that is our sole purpose. This is just an experiment, you know. I mean, a divine, universal experiment to see if we can complete the circle. So what do you think about that?
I think a lot about that. I have a million gazillion questions over that.
I mean, no answers.
I just threw it out there. The concept is great. I agree with it. I don't know how long it's going to take, because when you look at this population of the world the way it is, We witness and we see this happening just in our office alone, as Tom pointed out, a growing population, and that's growing faster and faster each day, of people who have had personal experiences. And unfortunately, because of TV and the media, right away they think their mediums are hanging up shingles and they're taking money from people. That's the negative part of it. But the positive part of it is there are more and more people opening up, either by accident or by loss or something that triggers it off and allows them to experience something that says this physical world isn't it. There's something bigger that's coming around the bend, so be prepared. And those people are starting to read the spiritual books, to get involved in the metaphysics, to start to study it. And, yeah, so I agree with you. The population is shifting into that. But then you have the crazies that are oriented only by who has the most toys, who can steal the most money, from the greed and the corruption and the nonsense that's going on worldwide. I don't see it. I don't see it when you look at that. And that's...
Well, that's where the shift will come from. And once you have the knowledge that you continue and your continuance is based upon your actions that you took previously, that's when the greed and the corruption, you know, will stop. So one goes hand in hand, right?
And And I want to also reiterate, because of when Sylvia called in and said that her child is afraid of this, I've read a lot on the subject and in the last 12 months, particularly because I read every book I could get my hands on about the 2012 to see what exactly they think about it. And overwhelmingly, it's not about death and destruction and the end of the world and Armageddon and all that. It is about a utopian society where people are enlightened and living in harmony and peace. Believe it or not, that is what the New Age is all about. And if you recall your popular music from 30 years ago, it's the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and that is the new age that we are in, is Aquarius, which is signifying peace and harmony. And so for the children out there who may be afraid of something new, let's hope that we can replace that with a little excitement and anticipation, because that'll be the ones who will benefit from this, I'm sure. And, I see it. I work in schools, and I am blown away by the abilities that I see in young people today. I mean, and actually, you don't have to work in a school. Just turn on your American Idol auditions. How many 16-year-old kids are getting up there and just blowing the roof off with these amazing vocals, that singing with a voice that that you know, you'd think Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday would have to have a, you know, the life experience to come up with a soulful voice like that, and I'm seeing it. I see it in the school I work with, these 13, 14-year-old kids who sing as if they're 50-year-old jazz singers.
Yeah. So, and what do you attribute that to?
I see that as a sign of the new awakening, that they're tapped in to the same soul that it took these old-time singers 50, 60 years to tap into.
And we do know that music and singing raises your vibration. So there goes that, you know, and then how many musicians and poets and anybody in the creative arts will always attribute something popping into their head or coming from the other side, and it didn't come from them.
Without a doubt.
Right. So, well, I guess that puts a lid on this topic for today. And before we go, I know you have some universal prayers.
A little closing prayers. We're now asking our listeners to please join us in our Healing Energy Circle prayer. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in the need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind, as we visualize the healing light upon Francis Mastracco, Tim Donahue, Deb Martin, Tina Jocelyn, Barbara Russell, Alex, Nancy Scheel, Vicky Steffi, Wendy Lippo, Mark Varon, Eileen Lafada, Rita Springer, David Haith, Barbara Petillo, Glenna Irwin, Chase McKenna, Elizabeth McKenna, Julie B., Stanley Mullen, Laura Prisco, Tracy Lee Nash, Marianne Pierzga, Tanya Cash. And now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this: to love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And with that, it's time to say,
our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.